I'm Lance Carter, and you're listening to the Daily Actor Interview Podcast. Max Winkler, yep, Henry's son, has made his feature-length directorial debut with the coming-of-age story Ceremony. If you're a fan of the web series Clark and Michael, starring his friends Michael Cera and Clark Duke, you already know Winkler's work. Ceremony, which he also wrote, follows Sam on a quest to stop a former fling from marrying a worldly filmmaker. The film stars Michael Angarano, Uma Thurman, and Lee Pace. Max talked with me about the film, how he got the cast, and tells me a funny bit of advice his dad gave him. This site takes a lot of work, so I really do appreciate it when you support our advertisers. And now, here's Max.
So, Max, where did the idea for this movie come from?
Well, the idea of the movie, you know, it probably came from a lot of places. It was you know, a pretty personal movie that I wrote, and I thought that would be sort of a good way to make my first film to sort of ensure that I could, you know, feel very close to it and at the same time sort of have all the answers to any questions anyone may have, you know. And also I was just, you know, I was sort of waiting around for other movies to sort of come around that I was hoping that I could direct. And, you know, I felt like, you know, while I had a second, I should take the time and write something that I could, you know, probably really relate to.
Yeah. And from the time you wrote it to the first day of filming, how long was that?
I don't know exactly. Maybe a year.
Oh, wow.
A year and a half, maybe.
Yeah. And so you
pretty
got
quick.
Yeah, you got Uma Thurman, Lee Pace, you got Michael. So this being your first film, how did you get this cast?
You know, I was just, you know, I think, you know, because the script was so personal to me, you know, I think people could probably find parts that they related into it, you know, just because I wrote it from such an emotional place, you know. And, you know, I just had, you know, I had really good conversations with all of them, and, you know, I felt so lucky that I got to have all these people come and make this movie with me.
Were you ever at all nervous directing them?
No, not really. I was pretty in control, I felt. You know, I thought I had gotten to know everyone a lot through pre-production and just sort of conversations. And, you know, I felt like we were all, you know, I think nerves come when it seems like people are wanting to make different movies, but it seemed like we were all trying to make the same movie.
Yeah. So let's go to the casting of Michael. He was originally cast as the best friend.
Yeah.
And then Jesse Eisenberg dropped out, and you decided to go with Michael. How did that happen? How did you decide make that choice?
You know, Michael had been rehearsing the part for so long with Jesse and I, you know, just sort of having dinner together and reading the script around my dining room table. And, you know, Michael really got sort of firsthand sort of practice at both characters, you know. And when the time came when scheduling stuff happened and Jesse had to leave, you know, I started to sort of search around everywhere. But, you know, before we really did it, I just, you know, said, Mike, you want to just try it and see how it feels? We'll do it. And we recorded, you know, just Michael reading through the bedroom scene with Uma, with me playing Uma in the office in LA. And, you know, I sent it to the producers, and I think it became incredibly clear to everyone that, like, we just really sort of figured out what our movie was.
Yeah, and so from the time Jesse dropped out to when you, like, told Michael, was it a long time?
No, it was a couple weeks.
Oh, wow, okay. So you guys shot this basically where everyone lived on location. I'm kind of thinking that could go either way, like a nonstop party or maybe everyone hating each other. How did that work?
No, it was in between. I think we were so tired because we were working for such long hours during the day and shooting so many pages that, you know, there wasn't a lot of partying during the week. I think everyone was really exhausted. But, we had dinner together every night and we talked about the day's work and we, you know, read through the pages from the next day. And it was a really sort of, I couldn't have asked for a better experience. You know, I think we all really sort of loved it.
If any of the other actors wanted to say something else or kind of rework their lines, were you okay with that?
Yeah, very much. You know, a lot of the actors I had on set were also, you know, came from sort of a writing place, you know, and they think like writers. And, you know, I think one of the best lessons I could have learned very quickly was, you know, whoever has the best idea, go with it and don't get too caught up in obsessing over the minutiae of, you know, details of the way lines are written in the script. You know, Michael comes from such, you know, an emotional place as an actor, you know, and, you know, comes from a place where he could really relate. That, you know, sometimes if the lines weren't exactly the way they were written, it, you know, ended up being better.
Yeah. And with the casting process on some of the smaller roles, how many people would you see for, you know, for some of that?
We see a lot of people. I mean, we really searched for, you know, the right person. With a character like Brooke Bloom, who played Margaret, the woman, the girl that Michael sort of romances at that party scene, we saw her. So she was one of the first people to come in, and I immediately knew we would cast her. You know, same thing with the woman who plays Esme. For, you know, Teddy's character, Jake Johnson, he's an actor that I've worked with for my first sort of stuff on the web series world, Clark and Michael, with Mike Sarah and Clark Duke, and I met him there, and since then I've set my mind on the fact that I need to work with him on everything I ever do, because he's such a terrific actor and collaborator and a real partner of mine, and, you know, kind of a muse in some ways. You know, Lee Pace, we saw a lot of people, but I'd known that I always wanted Lee Pace to play that part. I'd seen him in that Tarzan movie, The Fall. And there's just an old-timey kind of movie star quality to Lee Pace that is pretty rare these days, I think.
Now, with who your dad is, did you ever think about trying acting?
Yeah, I did. You know, I acted a little bit when I was a kid, but I was really always kind of terrible at it. I really wanted to be good at it. It seemed like a great job, but I really am, like, too self-conscious and too self-aware, I think, to act.
Yeah, and I know your dad's also a director. Did he give you any tips or advice?
No, I mean, I learned from a very early stage. You know, I would always sort of cast him in my short films and stuff, and I learned at a very early stage how to and how not to talk to an actor by, you know, very firm instruction from my father, who's a very nice man. But I remember once I was yelling at him on the set, or not yelling at him, but I was talking about him on the set of a short film that we were making, and I was saying that, you know, I wanted him to learn his lines. He hadn't learned his lines, and he grabbed me by the collar and said, "Don't you ever yell at an actor when someone has a boom mic sitting close to you." And I remember that very clearly. But, you know, he's always around for questions and concerns and thoughts. You know, but you end up having to do most of the stuff by yourself as you go on the set.
What's, like, a tidbit of advice you could give to actors?
Just to believe in themselves. I mean, there's nothing, I mean, I watch them in awe, you know, I love actors, you know, and I think it can happen at any age, and it can happen at any point, and, you know, just to be persistent, you know, that's the way I've always been with writing and directing. You know, I've just worked every day at it, and you know, hope that, you know, and that just keeps me sort of from going insane.
Thanks, Max, and thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from TV, theater, and film, and so much more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.